Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Talks from the Bible is also presented at 6:55 a.m. Monday through Friday. We would ask that you tune in and listen to those programs. And if you ever have any questions concerning anything that we say, both on this program and in those broadcasts, we would ask that you contact us. We are happy to discuss those programs that we present. We are happy to discuss with you any Bible doctrine or answer any Bible question that you might have. The purpose of these broadcasts is to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that those who hear would carefully investigate those teachings that are presented and the doctrine of Christ as it is presented to us in the pages of Holy Scripture. We would invite you to come into the salvation that God has offered through Jesus Christ by obeying His gospel and becoming a member of His New Testament church. The one who believes in Christ must be baptized into Christ. Galatians 3:26-27, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." The Apostle Paul explains that there are two keys that are essential to our salvation in these two passages of Scripture. First, those who become children of God do so by faith in Christ Jesus. We must believe in Christ Jesus. We believe Him to be the Son of God. We believe Him to be the one whom God has sent into the world to be the Savior of the world. We believe that Jesus Christ is the one who was born of the Virgin Mary, who lived upon the earth and preached the glad tidings of salvation. We believe that Jesus Christ is the one who died on the cross of Calvary and was raised again on the third day. We believe that Jesus is the one who now sits upon the throne of David, reigns and rules over His kingdom, the church. We are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. The second key is that those who believe in Christ must be baptized into Christ, whereby the Apostle Paul says in verse 27, Galatians 3, we put on Christ. We come into union with Christ. We accept Christ as our Savior. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus has convened with His disciples the time for Him to ascend back to His heavenly Father into heaven has come. Jesus brings these disciples to the mount called Olivet, where He will ascend into the clouds. He speaks to them and said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned." It is the desire of God and the charge of Jesus to His disciples that they go forth into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature is important to God because every creature has been made in the image of God. Every creature has an immortal soul which God desires to be saved and live with Him in heaven when this age has been completed and this world has been brought into destruction. Therefore, Jesus commissions these men whom He has chosen to go and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is the message which must be preached. The gospel is the message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This message is to be preached throughout the world. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The gospel must be believed. Jesus must be accepted as Savior, as resurrected Lord, and is baptized. For baptism, we put on Christ. We come into union with Christ. From these two passages of Scripture, we learn that the believer must be baptized. As we believe on Christ, we are to be baptized into Christ. The element into which we are to be baptized is water. Jesus was baptized of John the Baptist, and he came up straightway out of the water, Matthew chapter 3. The eunuch who was baptized by Philip remarked, "See, here is much water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him, and they both came up out of the water. We are to be buried in water, buried with him in baptism, Colossians 2 and verse 12. The believer in Christ is to be baptized, putting on Christ as Savior and Lord. The Scripture tells us why we are to be baptized. In baptism, we call upon the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 21, Peter is preaching the first gospel sermon. He quotes the fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy that had been made by Joel, which is recorded in Joel chapter 2. Peter says, "It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." We are to call upon the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is the authority of Christ. Christ is the first and the last, according to Revelation 1 and verse 18. Christ is the one whom God desires that we hear, Matthew 17 and verse 5. Christ is the one through whom God speaks, Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. Therefore, we are to call upon the Lord. And Peter said, "Those who call upon him shall be saved." Acts 22 and verse 16, Ananias the preacher, the evangelist, is preaching to Saul of Tarsus. He says to him, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Ananias charges Saul of Tarsus to be baptized. In being baptized, he will accomplish two goals. First, he will wash away sins. Second, he will call upon the name of the Lord. Baptism is the place where we call upon the name of the Lord. We do not call upon the name of the Lord at the altar bench. We do not call upon the name of the Lord in any place. According to Scripture, we call upon the Lord when we are baptized. The purpose of baptism, therefore, is to call upon the Lord. Also, we enter into Christ by being baptized. As we said from Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." We are baptized into Christ. We enter into Christ. Romans 6 and verse 3 is another passage of Scripture which teaches this divine truth. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" Paul tells the Roman Christians, the Roman church, that they were baptized into Jesus Christ. They were baptized into his death. We are baptized into Christ, for Christ is the Savior. In his death, Jesus offered the sacrifice that was acceptable to God for the removal, the remission of sin. We must enter into Christ, and our access into Christ, the door through which we enter into Christ, is baptism. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 states, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." We continually see the emphasis in Scripture of whosoever, all creatures, any man. The phrase "in Christ," if any man be in Christ. What is the blessing of being in Christ? He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. his former life has passed away. The sins of his past are forever gone, and all things become new. It is essential that we enter into Christ. And the means by which we enter into Christ is baptism. Another reason why we are baptized is for the remission of sins. We return to the sermon which Peter preached at Pentecost, which is recorded in Acts chapter 2. It is important that the book of Acts be read. Someone asked me not long ago what they should read in the Bible so that they could reconnect with God. I suggested to them that they read the first 10 chapters of the book of Acts. For in those 10 chapters we learn about the salvation which God has offered through Christ. We learn that we must repent and confess Christ and be baptized into Christ. And we learn of the church of Jesus Christ. These chapters are important. They need to be read thoroughly and carefully. They need to be read with prayer and with an open mind and a receptive heart. But in Acts chapter 2, Peter is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He tells this multitude that they have been guilty of crucifying Christ by their wicked hands. They become pricked in their heart. Verse 37, they are convicted of the sin of which Peter has accused them. They believe that they are the ones who are responsible for crucifying Christ. And so they ask, what shall we do? What must we do? How do we right this great wrong? How do we remove this sin from our life? And Peter said unto them, repent, which means that we turn, we change direction. We leave the path of sin and walk in the way of righteousness. We turn away from the devil and we turn to God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter gives them two commands, repent and be baptized. The second command, be baptized, can never be removed from the plan of salvation. There are many, many people in the religious world today that have removed baptism from the plan of salvation. There are many, many religious bodies that have removed baptism from the plan of salvation. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of, by the authority of, Jesus Christ. For you remember, when he left the earth in Mark 16:15-16, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Be baptized, every one of you. Why? For the remission of sins. The word remission means to remove, to take away. God, through the blood of Christ and through his grace and mercy, will remove our sin if we repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Baptism removes sin. And the second promise, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God seals us through his Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22, Ephesians 1, 13, 14. God guarantees that he is going to save us through his Holy Spirit by sealing us until the day of redemption if we repent and are baptized. Colossians chapter 2, 11-12. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Circumcision was the covenant that God made with Abraham in the long ago. God had promised Abraham that he would give him a land, he would make of him a great nation, and through his seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed. The Apostle Paul shows in Galatians chapter 3 that that promise made to Abraham of blessing the nations of humanity was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. But here the Apostle Paul speaks of a circumcision made without hands. Circumcision was a cutting away, was a removing. The cutting away and the removing of the circumcision made without hands is putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. When does Christ circumcise our sins? When does God remove our sins? Buried with Him in baptism. When we are baptized into Christ, the sins of the flesh are removed, or are circumcised by Christ. We are buried with Him in baptism. Baptism is a burial in water, so that we can be risen with Him. And then notice the phrase, through the faith of the operation of God. This is God's operation. There are people who tell us that we make baptism a work, but we do not. We simply baptize because God has instructed us to baptize. But the removal of sin, the forgiveness of sin, the washing away of sin is the operation of God. God performs a spiritual operation in the water of baptism. When one is buried in baptism, God, through Christ, circumcises his sins, removes his sins, remits his sins. This is God's work. This is God's operation. We must believe God. We must do as God has instructed us. Also, we are baptized to wash away sins. We have emphasized the removal of sin in baptism. Sin must be removed from our heart and life for us to be saved. God forgives our sins, first because He is gracious, but also because of the death of Christ upon the cross. There had to be a sacrifice made for sin. A penalty had to be paid for sin. The blood of Christ was that sacrifice. And God, by His grace, sent Christ into the world. But humanity must respond to that grace and to that sacrifice. We must wash away our sins. We go back to the case of Saul of Tarsus in Acts 22:16. Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Baptism accomplishes two things in this passage of Scripture. Wash away sins, call on the name of the Lord. We are baptized for the death of the old man. Baptism is a death, a burial, and a resurrection. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus was buried in the tomb. Jesus arose from the dead on the third day. That is the gospel message, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. We must enter into the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. We must put to death the old man of sin. Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Paul is discussing being buried with Christ in baptism, being buried into His death, being raised from the dead. And our old man is crucified with Him. The body of sin is destroyed. Henceforth, we no longer serve sin because we have died to sin. Baptism is where we die to sin. Baptism is where we put to death the old man. Baptism is where the body of sin is destroyed. And when we are raised from baptism, raised out of the water, we no longer serve sin, but we go about to serve God and glorify God. Ephesians 4:22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. This is conversion. Individuals are converted, must be converted in Jesus Christ. We must turn to God. We must leave the path of sin. We must forsake the old way where we have lived in lust and have defied God in disobedience and rebellion by living in sin and serving the devil. But that former conversation, that former manner of life, the old man, Paul says, is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He must be put off. He must be put to death. And in baptism is where this is accomplished. The purpose of baptism is for rebirth. John 3 and verse 5, Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Notice the word cannot. God said one cannot enter into the kingdom of God except he be born of water and of the Spirit. The water is baptism. The Spirit is the gift of the Holy Spirit, God's operation of salvation. The new man is born. An old man goes into the water. A man of sin goes into the water. And out of the water comes a new man, a servant of God. This individual has been reborn. Jesus said we must be reborn of water and of the Spirit. 1 Peter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The incorruptible seed that gives rebirth is the word of God, the gospel. The gospel lives and abides forever. This seed must be planted in the human heart. We must hear the gospel. And the gospel says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. As we have noticed, baptism is an operation of God. It is a divine work that God performs upon the human soul, forgiving sin, removing sin, and placing the individual who is the believer and who is baptized into Christ into a saved relationship with Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Just as God in the long ago raised Jesus Christ from the dead, so God raises the baptized believer from the dead, and we come forth saved because God has operated, God has worked, God has performed. The baptized believer is added to the church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Those to whom they were added were the apostles and those other individuals that are mentioned in Acts chapter 1. This band of people were in service to God, and now the gospel is preached in Acts chapter 2. Peter told them, repent and be baptized. The Bible says they gladly received his word, and they were baptized, and they were added unto them. And verse 47 said, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord added them to the church. The scripture teaches that we are baptized into the body, which is the church. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. We are baptized into one body. Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Jesus Christ is head of the church. He is the authority of the church. And the scripture says in this passage that the church is his body. And Paul said we are baptized into the body. When we are baptized into Christ, we are saved from sin and we are added to the church. We become a part of this divine body. Which church is important? Because today there are so many churches. I would urge you, in the searching of the church, to investigate the Bible. I would suggest that you listen to what the Bible has to say about the church, and the Bible speaks often of the church. We must be a part of the church which Christ promised. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter has just confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now Jesus said, upon this rock, upon this confession, upon this truth that I am the Son of God, I will build my church. Jesus was not going to build a multiplicity of churches. Jesus was not going to build various denominational bodies. Jesus was going to build my church. And the gates of hell would not be able to prevail against it. Death would not be able to interfere with the building or the establishment of the church. We must be a member of the church which Christ promised. We must be a member of the church which Christ purchased. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, the Apostle Paul is traveling to Rome, where he is going to stand before the Caesars. And he calls for the elders of Ephesus to meet him at Miletus. And he is speaking to them concerning dangers that are going to come and false teachers that are going to interfere with the doctrine of Christ and the spread of Christianity. And he says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed, to shepherd, to guide, to lead the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. The church is a purchased body. The church was promised by Christ, and now the Apostle Paul said that the church has been purchased by Christ. Jesus has bought the church. He has paid for the church. The church belongs to him. When you purchase an item, that item belongs to you because you have paid the price that was required for the purchasing of the item. Jesus has purchased the church because Jesus has paid the price that God required, that God demanded for the church to come into existence. Jesus Christ with his blood purchased the church. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he purchased eternal redemption for humanity. Hebrews 9, verse 28. Jesus purchased the church. Our redemption is in the church. The church of which to which we are added is the church which belongs to Christ. Jesus promised to build the church, my church. He said the church would belong to me because he would purchase the church with his blood. We must seek out the church that belongs to Jesus Christ. Not all churches in the religious world today belong to Christ. Romans 16:16 says simply, the churches of Christ salute you. This passage of Scripture shows ownership. The church belongs to Jesus. I urge you, I implore you, to be baptized into Christ because you believe on Christ as the Son of God, the Savior which God has sent into the world. I urge you to be baptized so that you can call upon the Lord, so that you can enter into Christ, so that you can have remission of sins, the washing away of sins. I implore you to be baptized for the death of the old man and the rebirth of the new man, understanding that baptism is an operation of God. And having been baptized into Christ, you will be added to the church which Jesus promised, which Jesus purchased, which belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Search the Scriptures. Talks from the Bible have been brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.